Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts. I'm Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
We are at a new time, which
you
might notice.
We like this time. Yeah, it's great.
We're awake. We're not in the middle of dinner or anything like that. We've got expansiveness. So, today we are talking about good and evil in consciousness. What is good and evil from the perspective of consciousness? What do you got to say about that, Janet?
Well, I think they're judgments that we make as humans, and consciousness really isn't that attached. And boy, that'll probably put the stir the beings up. Yeah. I think there are things that you and I and everyone, you know when you meet it, right? So what do you do with it? How do we live in a society or live as humans that are consciousness, and we get to grapple and deal with the choices that we wind up making because of our experiences?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a lot to add to that, but I just realized let's let folks know how to get in touch with us outside of the radio show, and then we'll dive deeply into this information. Okay. So we love hearing from you. You can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. You can also join us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can join the group and join the fun. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And give us your suggestions of topics and things you'd like us to talk about, and we'll mention your name on air and answer them on air. And this is a live show today, so if you are sitting around at 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern time, call in and talk with us at 888-627-6008, and you can give us your opinions on good and evil. Anyway, moving right along, Janet. You have a website. What is your website?
My website will be janetandbeyond.com, and look forward to you checking it out and seeing what's there. And you can subscribe there for my weekly writings, my blog that I do. Joan has a great blog too. Mine goes out on Mondays, and both of us write about what we're noticing in the world through groups and people we deal with and our own observations about ourselves and our process of living. And we invite you to sign up and join with us in observing life.
Yeah. And my website is joan-newcomb.com. And you can go there to find out the different things going on my side of the fence here. I am putting out some special talks now on discover your purpose and regain your passion. So if you want to know about discovering your purpose and regaining your passion, I have a teleseminar on December 7th. At 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. So if you want to call on in from anywhere in the world, you can do that. But I have also in-person presentations in Tacoma this coming Saturday, November 21st, at Forza Coffee, their meeting room. And you can get more of that. You can get the address on my website. And also, I am going to be in Seattle at the Finney Center on December 12th. 12-12. That sounds pretty good. And Janet and I both have meetups. I have Conscious Conversations meetups in Tacoma, Seattle, and Olympia. The next one I have coming up is in Seattle on Sunday the 29th at the Ballard Library. And Janet, how about your meetups?
We have one every week here at my home for people that want to enter into heart-centered space and notice and witness and just feel what that is for 2 hours to take the time to be with oneself with a group of people. And you can find out more about that either through meetups, the website at meetup. Conscious Conversations with Janet, I think it is, or on my website. And did you tell them about you're going to be at East West in Seattle this Friday?
Thank you very much. That just came up yesterday. So, yeah. Yes. All right. It's a blast from the past. I was a reader at East West Bookshop for 3.5 years, I think it was. I left to go back east in 2011. So they've called me back. I am going to be doing readings this Friday, which is the 20th of November. I'll be there from 8, what time of day is that? 3:30 to 8:30 at East West Bookshop. You can go to their website, eastwestbookshop.com, to book a session with me. I'll be doing 30-minute sessions. And then I'll also be there on December 11th, also from 3:30 to 8:30.
And so, the one thing we really want to remind people about, I'm sorry, I don't know what you were saying. Okay, is that if you'd like to join us and you're not local to either of us, this week, Thursday this week, 7 p.m., our free conference call where you can join in for the conversation for an hour. And we go so deep. We have a wonderful time. And the people that respond on those calls are just delightful. And we look forward each month to hearing what's going on in their lives and how things are happening. So please think to join us. And you can sign up with that on consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and get all the information. At least get on the mailing list for it.
Yeah, don't just think to join us.
Take action. Do it. Join us. Get active, people.
Show up on the call. And also, we do record the calls if you can't make it, but you do have to sign up in order to get the recording.
Yeah.
Moving right along here. Anything else you want to let them know before we slide into commercial break and then slide into grace?
Well, let's see. Yeah, life is happening. Life is pretty intense out there, I think, for everyone knowing who's paying attention or has, or maybe they don't have awareness. For our listeners, wherever you are in the world, there's turbulence. And that's kind of something we're going to talk about today in our topic of how we organize or how humanity has organized itself in the range of experiences that are available to us and the different kinds of energies out there. And what do we do? And my solution is always all I can do is go to heart. So that's what this show is about. Is about how to create that space, make it real for yourself, and what I would call your authentic voice. And that's you as consciousness talking to you and understanding that problems out in the world are with individuals who have forgotten or have not remembered or who do not recognize themselves as consciousness. Because as consciousness, there are different things you would do in life. So different choices to be made. So that's my 2 cents on that. So
right. Very well said. I'll throw in my few pennies on the other side of the commercial break. So we have to stop for a commercial break. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, but stay tuned because we are talking about We're talking about good and evil in consciousness. I did not change the script.
An individual and choice. Evil. Right. Yeah.
All that good stuff. We're talking about lots of good stuff on the other side. Talk to you soon.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about good and evil and consciousness.
They're all part of the, and everything in between, right? That's we had this discussion yesterday, right?
I went, that's too long for a title. You can stick it on the air. Okay, yes, everything in the whole spectrum.
Well, good and evil, that's sexy, I guess, you know, or whatever. So,
well, it's an attention getter, you know? And we have had evidence recently of evil in the world. Of course, there's always evidence of evil in the world, but it's big sort of worldwide attention brought to that.
Right.
And I'll tell you, what I looked at energetically is whenever there's a disaster, whether it's a natural disaster, a national disaster, or an act of terrorism, whatever, it is a breaking open of consciousness, and it opens up and allows love to come through. Love, consciousness, it can bring out the best in people. We also see that it's bringing out the worst in people. So you can look at, do you want to contribute to the outpouring of love, healing energy that's going on? Or do you want to contribute to the other side of things? Are you committing violence in your thoughts and your feelings and maybe your actions by posting them on Facebook?
I think the challenge is where you hold your positioning about anything, right?
Because
anything positive could be negative when you depending upon where you're viewing that conversation from. And we were writing this week about the power of the brain, and there's a marvelous show, The Brain, with David Eagleman, that's on PBS here in the United States, and I heartily recommend it to anybody in the world that you watch this show. If you go to my website, not my website, if you go to my, how would you get to it? Oh, you know, if you subscribe, I'll send
blog?
It to you.
Is it your blog?
It's on the blog. That's it. Thank you, Joan. And, or go to PBS, and it's The Brain. And this week's episode, it's a series. It's great. It's all the latest stuff on the brain. And he talks about how on this show, the social brain, and how we are all wired as one. We can, and you go, and one mechanism that does it is the pain mechanism. So we have the pain set up in each individual's in our brain. And when you either view real, not real, imagined, whatever pain, it triggers your own. And in that moment, you are one through your pain with whatever you're watching. And he demonstrates what that's about in the brain. So then they go into everything about genocide. How if you're united in your pain, how can you kill something? And he breaks that down as far. So just a marvelous show, and we'll talk more about that here in a bit. But there are things, people do things, and they are not humane in their humanity. And what do we do about it? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, that show, I believe, aired last Wednesday. So it was prior to the terrorism attacks in Beirut and in Paris. And I remember watching it and thinking, I had this assumption that never again, you know, we won't forget, never again. We won't be replicating the experience that people went through in World War II. Mm-hmm. And yet they're talking about Bosnia and things that happened in the 90s. And there's been acts of genocide since then as well. And collective insanity that was pretty disturbing to realize that It is still there. And in European countries or even in the States, there's that level of insanity. And I have a different viewpoint in that evil is our collective unconscious. And so anything negative is part of that sort of black energetic cesspool. It is kind of the waste. It is the it's a septic tank of unconsciousness. It's not
well, Joan. How about we drop into heart space? Because I think what happens in this conversation from this street level, we trigger emotional response, and we need to get down below that or beyond that, because people just go into reaction. So well, how about it?
Y'all get down.
Get down. And because this is what's happening is that we're getting into the wounded human and not in consciousness as a human. So we want to tap into that. So everybody, wherever you are, what time, space, dimension, future, past, present, whatever it is, just take a moment. We're going to take several moments here to just put this conversation in the perspective that it needs to be in. So let's just stop what we're doing. You choose to stop what you're doing. And this is really important. You choose to stop what you're doing. And let's just take a breath and let's see how this shows up today in this moment. There we go. Everybody put something down. Because that's exactly the way this stuff works. All of a sudden you hear something. All of a sudden you wake up. All of a sudden there was no warning. So take a moment to be purposeful and choose to put something down. There we go. There you go, everybody. Sit on down. Close the door. Oh, that's got a lot of good going there. Mm. So just access awareness wherever you have a sense. If there's a direction of down, up, all around the block, doesn't really matter. Just allow yourself to notice heart, your heart, physical heart. Bless it for beating, for extending life. Go deeper or inward or however that comes to you, a sense of the field of the heart, those concentric rings. So go into the emotional terrain. And this is you as the individual human, your emotions. And from a neutral state, just notice what's up. If you're angry, if you're afraid, if you're compromised, if you're happy, if you're smiling, just notice. Don't be attached, just notice. Appreciate whatever it is, but realize it is just a feeling. Empowering enough to make you do something, have a reaction. And be okay with having emotions. But understand we are much more than those emotions. And you're going to do that by going even more inward, more outward, whatever the direction, into the core, the essence of all. Where you and I and Joan and your family and your neighbors and your enemies are all one. Because consciousness doesn't care. Consciousness is not attached. Consciousness is a spectrum of the all. And it's viewing the world through you. It's expressing. So just notice that. This is a place where you make choices from. This is the authentic voice. Not in your head, that rationalizes and reasons, not in the heart, emotional heart that feels impassioned and hurt and whatever. No, this is the place you go. And there's no better time than the present. Because I'm a firm believer that when humans act out inhumanly, it's because they've forgotten that their consciousness. And I make no judgments in that. There are things I personally would prefer. But we are each are consciousness acting out. Okay, Miss Joan, what we got?
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. I could not get out of my head.
But see, that is in the essence. There was all that, right? And then there is that too. And that's what's so joyous about being consciousness in a human form, whatever this thing is we call life.
You know, I remember back when 9/11 was happening that somebody from Sounds True was in Vancouver, BC, and on their way to interview Eckhart Tolle. It was just happened to be 9/11 that she was going to do this. So that opened a whole conversation. She asked Eckhart about his, you know, response to what was happening that morning, essentially, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he said, even the sun will die. And it became a whole series of recordings with that title, but it was such an expansive experience of something that I remember as a pivotal time. I also remember when it was happening that I didn't want to pay any attention to it at first, but the news was overwhelming. And it was really what I noticed after that is it was almost like those of us who are energy workers, who are consciousness workers, I felt like I had been in the reserves and I had been called back into active duty. And suddenly I was on the wave of all the spiritual seekers around who were communicating the things that were happening at the time. And I dove right in. So it was a renewal of awareness for me. And what I was seeing with recent events is that, I think I described this when I was talking to you the other day. It's, you know, if you think of people inhaling, exhaling, or hearts beating, you know, both of those motions have to go through a contraction and expansion, And so when you see something that feels like a violence, but it can also be a natural disaster. You have a contracting experience, but then you have an expansive reaction. And ultimately, it's an opportunity for us to expand and to grow. And as I said earlier, too, that I see it as an opportunity for the greater aspect of us to come through. It is the greater aspect of us coming through. And to me, consciousness is bigger than all of this. And so when we're talking about good and even evil can be judgments, and it can be a judgment that consciousness is good, but actually consciousness is expansively neutral as well, though any of us that have had a spiritual awakening do experience the amazing sense of love that consciousness encompasses. And from that perspective, weakness, you know, evil is very powerless. Evil is weak. Evil is, as I said, I believe it's the unconsciousness. It is the energetic, you know, it's the energetic cesspool from personality. I see it when people have difficulties with addiction. It opens them up to that black energy. They have like an addict personality. They have to, when they get into recovery, they have to spend the rest of their lives sort of working on their personality. But it's not more powerful than consciousness, and it's not more powerful than each of us, because each of us is consciousness. So you were talking about it, people forgot they've forgotten that their consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody breathe.
Inhale, exhale.
Yeah. Yeah. And inhale is an expansive state, and exhale is an expansive state too, actually. So we'll just track that. It's, you know, if you think in terms of the brain, so it's wired to be social. It's wired so it can't tell the difference between your own pain and someone else's. And it's a moment in time where more than one comes together. And it's the power of the group. And it's the, as we look at things and experience them, and we realize how this embodiment is all about manifestation and form and attachment. And you get to realize what you're attached to. It clears the deck. Tragedy clears the deck. It reduces the things in your life down to the things that they are, separate from who you are. And I can't make judgments about that for any of us, about what your journey is or my journey is. And I look to be really neutral about that and respect the way each of us forms or decides as consciousness to act out. And so it's the ultimate, I guess, giving up. One thing the show talked about, he gets into genocide. We were mentioning
the brain
that a
guy,
little bit.
The brain guy,
David
that,
Eagleman. Yeah.
Show.
Great show. And actually, this week has been filled with other science shows about the brain. So there's so much new information out there. We have to keep ourselves updated a bit. Genocide is something that's been forever. We're very foolish to not appreciate history. But in today's society, where we have technology of the world through media and technology, murder and mayhem happening in little corners of the world is instantly, literally in my hand and in your hand. And what do we do with that? And what is happening to societies as people have this experience? And so you kind of, you know, when you get poked and poked and poked and poked and poked, there at some point something changes. You either get desensitized or I don't know what you do, right? And so it's interesting to see where we are in society, because the world is truly available to any of us at any moment now. And you can't keep blinders on. You can't hide from things. So it's how you deal with what you notice in the world. And so it's exciting in the sense that you're pushed to the wall and you got to decide, what am I going to do? Most of us retreat from that kind of positioning, I think, to be honest. So, yeah.
Oh, no, finish your sentence, but I have a question for you.
Yeah. What is it? Oh, so, you know, go to heart. You have to recognize that you are acting out, being consciousness, having a human form. And you get to make choices from there. And one thing that he talks about on the show is about the propaganda, how you can kill someone else. How can you kill your neighbor? How can you kill the animal on the street? How can you kill your food? It doesn't really matter. It's all about life and what you're choosing to do with it. And you have to feel that it's not as valuable as you. So how you do that is through the mechanism of propaganda. So it's a fascinating show. So, yeah, what's up?
So I was curious about the difference between the brain and consciousness.
Mm. Okay. What do you notice?
Well, you keep referencing the brain, and this was kind of interesting when I watch him talking about it too, because there's the organ, the brain, mm-hmm. which you could say is like the central computer for our physical body. And we have an awareness, which they're now measuring, comes from outside the brain. So they've now done tests where they can see the impulse to do something comes before the thought that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And consciousness is outside of the physical mechanism of the body. So we're talking about an awareness that is bigger than the thought process of the body and the mechanics of the body. It's kind of like, so when we talk about the brain, and, you know, when you get into computers and things, you know, things are, you can have networking going on. So, you know, your computer can get a virus from another computer or whatever. There's networking going on, but we're still talking about computers. And we're not talking about the users of the computer.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the mechanics because I'm not a scientist brain. And they talk about how we know things ahead of time. That's why the show is great. Like 7 seconds before you make a decision, you've already made the decision, and they do. It's just fascinating.
Yeah, and like, where does that come from?
So it's like, I think that there is an awareness present that we call consciousness. And it permeates everything, and all of this is part of that. And so just because I don't necessarily know the mechanics of how I interact, I know I interact. And that's kind of good enough for me, I think, is that if I'm allowing myself to know myself in different ways, I don't necessarily know how I know myself in different ways. I just know myself in different ways. And that might be confusing, and I might not really remember what I just said. But, you know, it's like, so how do we know we're consciousness? I don't know. How do we know? I just know something bigger than, I just track information in so many different ways. I don't really have you know, it's interesting. When you're in the center of something, it's hard to say sometimes what's going on.
Yeah. So one of the big things that I tell people, I communicate to people, it's a huge radical shift, is to experience themselves as consciousness, to navigate and go through life as consciousness rather than their personality and their form. Mm-hmm. And when they shift that, they get to shift into how you're feeling when you're in heart space, get to shift into this bigger, broader, more expansive experience and realize, you know, how they're creating their reality as consciousness and making different choices how they move through reality as consciousness. And then you can recognize, oh, I have a personality, oh, I'm influenced by society, oh, my brain gets influenced this way or that, and you have the greater perspective to fall back on. When you do an energy session, Janet, when you drop into heart space and you're doing an energy session, you're not using your mind and you're not operating within the boundaries of time and space. So what's that about?
I think it's a willingness to go into a space free of what I think things are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's, for some reason, I'm just really rooted that we're all one, mm-hmm. individuals sharing this collective experience. And that is something that I have always felt. So, and it took me a lifetime to kind of understand that and break that down. And, you know, and this is the problem we get into because there's so much language,
right,
so many different
semantics,
traditions.
You know, I think we're consciousness experiencing lots of individual experiences.
Yeah. You know? And so there's so many traditions and there's so, okay, here's the cat. crying. Yeah. So I don't want to mislead people when I say something because my language triggers something and they mean something different than I mean something. So in a lifetime of being aware of information that I personally would have you know, is beyond my personal little being, I've come to believe that that's an experience I have and to not question it anymore. And realizing that what would, as consciousness doesn't make decisions and judgments outside of discernments. Discernments for me, I'm meaning that a path was chosen or an experience was chosen, and maybe not one, maybe several, and it seems to lead me through my life. The distinctions rise out of that. I'm going to choose to, let's just say I'm going to choose to know what life is like without a finger. Who knows? You know, it doesn't really matter. And so something happens and I lose my finger and I don't realize I've made that discernment till in hindsight, but I go through life without a finger. And every time I use my hand, a choice is being made because I don't have that finger. Now, if you see it in animals, they don't even know the organ's missing. This is what's fascinating about animals when they lose something, a body part or something. There's nothing other than being present. Me, I remember when I lost it. I remember how the choices I've had to be different. I remember everything about that not being there. And it dictates. And so these distinctions that I keep making, at some point, I make a judgment and say, that's it. I don't have a finger and life is screwed. Now, I could have made a different distinction. I could have had a different conclusion. I could have had a different judgment come into play. But that's the one I went with. So I think my life is freaking miserable because of missing that finger. And what I don't notice is how glorious life is, because I'm so focused on this freaking miserable finger loss, right? I don't know. Where was I going with all that? I don't know.
I don't know. It was very interesting. And you should have meandered into animals not remembering things. And if you know, animals are consciousness too. And
they are, but they're not.
And then, you know, when you lose a limb, you have these phantom sensations. And
yeah, I don't know what they do.
I don't know where that has to do with good and evil in consciousness, but we did sort of get into the consciousness. And, you know.
Where did that all come from? I have no idea. I apologize to people if I totally misplaced. But it was fascinating, wasn't it?
It was fascinating. But I'll tell you, it's an interesting dance that we do with the different aspects of ourselves. And one of the things that's going on with this expansion of consciousness is we are experiencing ourselves as consciousness more into physical form than ever before. And it is creating a huge seismic shift in our reality that is hard for us to put our finger on if we don't have an answer for it.
Especially if you don't have one.
When it's gone, we're just having the phantom figure about it. And I see that's what, you know, why things seem more extreme in the world today is that's the stuff that gets dislodged when you bring a greater vibration in or a greater light into the world is the, you know, shit floats to the surface. Can I say that on the air? I don't know. I just did.
You did already. I wouldn't worry about it now. Well, I think part of what I was leading to or missed or went down the river a different direction from was that consciousness doesn't, you know, the choices. That there's choices. It doesn't judge. You know, or maybe it does. In my frame of reference, I don't think it really matters. So I realize what would it be like to not have a judgment about something. I realize we're in judgments are important though, and it's important. What is it like to have a judgment that is not something I want to participate in or do again? That's very powerful there, and so. There's a reason why we make judgments. There's nothing wrong with judgments. It's how you use them and how you set it up and what you do and where you get stuck with them. And that's as consciousness can go, that pattern's really not serving me to have that. Why don't I try a different and move just off of that? Whoa, something's different here. Okay, I like this better. This has different outcomes. And that's what we want to play with. That's potential going into play, into action. And, we have to, the ethics we were talking earlier before we went on the air, you mentioned about the ethics. And everybody's got maybe those moral tenets that seem to embrace different things. Everyone's got a different idea of God. Everybody's got a different religion. Everybody's got a different spirituality. Everybody's got something different. What was interesting about the brain show was showing how when you put a label on something, the brain reacts to protect itself if it's identified itself as that label. It's just amazing. You know, so we are being so moved through unawareness. And that's what we're looking to do, is have conscious conversations with ourselves and realize how much we are being influenced by things that we are not aware or holding a bias. And everything has a bias, whether it's about good or turkey legs or whatever it is, there's a bias somewhere. And it's just how neutral you are in that and whether you're going to support it or not. But we are very foolish. We are putting our heads in the sand if we say that bias isn't surround everything we meet, because it's all about our perceptions.
This physical reality is a reality of dichotomies, a reality of opposites, and there'll always be opposites. If we get to the point of perfect harmony, we'll probably physically evaporate. Because that's what consciousness is. And the moment you die, you get to go back to that. But you also get to experience that here and now and have a sense of balance in the midst of all the things that are going on.
Well, the universes are expanding, right? We know this from a science. So what if we just work as consciousness, let go of our human parameters that say we're this, that, and the other thing, and realize that we're in an expansive state. So in that, at this place, I'm here. And in the next moment, I'm here. And in the next moment, I'm in a different state. And if I take the judgment out of those states and just allow it to be a free flow of information, I'm having a whole different experience beyond what I thought things were, who I was, etc., in my limited little box. And most of us are holding judgments about where we're supposed to be at a certain time in our life, who we are, etc., and we're really very married and tied down to this those concepts. And what we're suggesting is consciousness, all that's kind of, just silly little ways to notice things. Because I think both of you and I agree that boredom, consciousness, does not like to be bored. It likes to be entertained because all this stuff happens. And if you're not attached to what's happening, it's just experience that you get to respond and make a different choice. And this week it's this, and this week it's that. And life is much more interesting for all of us.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Exactly. Yeah, how are we doing on time? Is it time to come back up?
Let me see. It looks like it is time. So I just want to remind folks that you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And we have to slide into a commercial break. So hold that heart space and we will come back in just a second.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath, Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan, and Janet is here, and we have been talking about good and evil and consciousness in a state of grace.
Yeah, grace, everybody. It's not a concept, it's a reality. And notice as you're here still in heart space, to whatever degree you're still holding that awareness, and just breathe. And so maybe think about what, notice what comes out, up and out in sacred space. Okay, sometimes we direct our attention and say, okay, we got something that we want to work on and play with and that. But today's really been a lot about just being present and noticing what is coming up from within you. And love whatever is showing up. Yes. Depending upon how you organize your experience as a human, you might think in terms of karma, or you might think in terms of something else. And all of those are constructs. And whether they're true or not, they're encoding how you experience information. And you have to realize that those are constructs that make life simpler or easier or make sense.
So when you use the word constructs, mm-hmm. They're like concepts, they're constructed
ideas. Yeah, I think they're the way people have observed information. And all of a sudden, you know, at some point there's a place where, oh, okay, we accept that's real or not real, but it's something that you can respond for or against or in some sort of positioning to.
I see them as, you know, in my jargon, I'd say they're pictures that you're viewing the world through, or they're slides that you're operating information through.
Yeah.
And again, all of those things is part of the physical makeup. It's kind of, you know, when Byron Katie asks those, you know, four questions in a turnaround, it's breaking that stuff down. It's like, is that true? And how do you know it's true? And how do you feel when you think that thought? And more powerfully, who would you be without that thought? And that just kind of
questions.
It breaks it down. It brings you into the present moment with that information. That's where kind of we've been in Eckhart Tolle too, because when you're right in the present moment, you don't have all that historical stuff. It's exactly where you as consciousness can be fully in your physical form, in the body that you're experiencing, expressing through in this planet. And talking about coming in and coming out and all, I think it's about time for us to climb back up to
some
level.
I think so.
Deliciousness.
All right, everybody. So just notice where you're at. And that this is present in you always, whether you hold the awareness of it or not. And it's something you tap into always in just a moment, a blink of an eye. So there's nothing outside of you. It is all within you. And let's just give thanks, however you want to do that, to having this moment. There we go. And then slide back into that emotional part. And say hello to yourself again. And just notice what that feels like, or seems like, or sounds like, or looks like. There we go. Oh, lots of energy there. So let's just let that keep happening. And notice your heart, your physical heart. Yeah. And it's all right to think of those that are important, that come to mind. And this is beyond the boundary of the body. We can feel a physical heart, but it goes beyond that. And things transition all the time. People transition all the time. It's our attachment to how they did that, when they did that, who they were, what they represent. So just notice it from this place of love, because there seems to be a place of love here. Love of self. That is consciousness to self, consciousness as self, and to the others around you in your world. So let those come to mind. And as we come back to street level, it's all just in motion. We can call it energy. Those are just words. So what it's all about is connection. And what are you connected to? There we go, Joan.
Yeah. So we have you come up back up to street level so that you can go out without being totally blissed out. You can, you can go back to your work day without being like the guy from Office Space.
Yeah, pick up the stuff again. That we had you put down. Yeah.
And you notice that there is this wonderful kind of sense of blissfulness, and you can carry that through your day. So you can keep this heart space without necessarily having to be in the vortex of the heart space.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many different ways to experience information, aren't there?
Yes, and speaking of information, I thought I'd remind folks how to get in touch with us outside of the show. You can listen to us on YouTube. This show has a YouTube channel. Go to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and you can find out more. We're also on Facebook. Look us up on Facebook groups, Conscious with Joan and Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Our Gmail leaves the conversations out because it was too long. But on Facebook, it's Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We each of us have our personal pages on that as well. You can look it up, Janet Barrett and Joan Newcomb and Joan Marjorie Newcomb and Conscious Conversations, actually. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And I'm also on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And we have websites. My website is joan-newcomb.com. You can go there to see the Mystic Minute videos that I put out twice a week. And I also have a weekly blog that I write in and a weekly newsletter and lots of groovy stuff. I have meetups. You can find out all about our meetups on my website as well. How about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. I just want to invite everyone to check out our Facebook and like us. That's like always good. Sometimes people don't like to write or do anything, but it's nice to know that we're reaching people out there. And please think about joining us this Thursday night for the free conference call. And that's for an hour. It starts at 7 o'clock on Pacific Standard Time. And sometimes there's not a lot of conversation because it's really not about the words. It's about that sacred heart space that we were just in and bringing to the table up here, you know, being willing to commit to sit and let yourself experience yourself in a different way and the commitment you make to that. And so a lot of times it's just about being present in the space with us, because Joan and I do this, we enjoy ourselves immensely here, and realizing what a benefit it is to us personally and to our clients and to our friends and our families. They appreciate us doing this work. So take the time to do that, and it's what comes up out of that quiet and in the silence and in the sacred, and you'll hear your authentic voice. I guarantee it. There's no way you can't. Sometimes you don't believe what you hear, and then that sets up something else. But Joan and I so value and appreciate all of you, our listeners, and look forward to being with you again in the future. Take care.
Did you remind them about the conference call tomorrow?
I did. That was all about
great.
The conference call.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. I left the planet and I came back again. I'm going, what time is it anyway? Okay. I'll be on the call tomorrow. I just don't know if I'll be contributing very much.
Well, I set it up. We might be pretty quiet. Thursday, everybody. Thursday, November 19th, 7:00 Pacific Standard Time. And we'll look to you.
All right. We're sliding into home here. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And we're not always conscious. So, you know, there you go.
But we'll be here next week. Same time, same channels.
Okay. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.